Thanks for coming up. Okay, well, so in the sermon today, Pastor Sean is going to talk about words. And we all say lots of words. Even two-year-olds typically know 200 to 300 words. And when you're 20, they say the average American knows 42,000 words. So we all know lots of words, and we use lots of words. Now, there's two kinds of words that we use. You know what those two kinds might be? Well, I'll give you a clue. Some of the words can be kind and helpful, and other words are not kind and helpful. They're unkind and unhelpful. People say unkind words, and I want you to help me. I want you to raise your hand if you've heard somebody say these things, okay? Have you heard somebody say, you're ugly? Some people have heard that. Have you heard, you'll never be able to do it? Yeah. Have you heard, you're mean? Have you ever said you're mean? Some kids say that to their mom. Have you ever heard, I hate you? Have you ever heard, I don't want to be your friend? We've heard a lot of these. How about, you're no good? Okay. How about, you can't have it, it's mine? Have you heard that one? I bet you have. You can't have it, it's mine. We heard that one. So how do all those words make you feel? Mad? Sad? They hurt inside, don't they? Especially that one like, I hate you, or I don't want to be your friend. They make you hurt inside. So now I'm going to show you something with this toothpaste next. Yeah, this looks like fun, doesn't it? I was going to have you try and do this too, but I thought, no, I don't want you to do this. Do not try this at home. Mommy would not be happy. This is just to give a point, and that's why I'm doing this. So now see, I'm squirting all of the toothpaste out of there. I made a big mess. Yeah, it's all gone. Now, could we put the toothpaste back in here, you think? I think it'd be pretty much impossible for us to do that, right? Well, that's kind of like your words. When you say things, you can't stop people from hearing what you say. And if you said something mean, something that's unkind, people are going to be hurt. And you can't stop them from hearing it. You can't really take it back. Once it comes out, it's out. And people get hurt. But I have some good news. Here's the good part. We don't have to say unkind words. People say things like, people say, you're ugly. But what does God say? Does God say you're ugly? No. God says, you're beautiful. I made you beautiful. People say, you'll never be able to do it. Does God say that? What does God say? Yeah, he says, you can do anything with the strength that I give you. People say, you're mean. Does God say that to you? No, God says, I don't see you that way. You are forgiven. Your sins are gone. People say, I hate you. Does God say that? God doesn't say that to you. He says, you are loved. I love you so much. People say, I don't want to be your friend. Does God say that? No. He says, I chose you. You are my child. I am your friend. And I want you to be with me forever. People say, you're no good. Does God say that? No. God says, you are good. My spirit lives inside you. I am making you like me. People say, you can't have it. It's mine. Does God say that? No. He says, all that I have is yours. I love to give it to you. Those words make us feel better, don't they? Those are good words. And if we let God's words fill up our heart so that we know how much He loves us, then we can say kind things to others like God does. We can say, I love you. I forgive you. You can do it. You are beautiful. You are special. I like being with you. You're a good friend. I will pray for you. I will help you. Pray with me, please. Dear God, fill us with your love and your good words so that we will say, so that what we say will be kind and helpful. Amen.